נתנו את הצוות בני ישראל ויקרו אליך שמן זית זוך. Turin says לא הזכיר מוישה בזה הסדר, אבל הטורים מזוהים את מוישה רבינו זנאים זנת מוסקר עם פרשס תצאבה, מה שאין כן בכל החומש שמישו שנולד מוישה אין סדר שלא יוזכר. ואתה משום שאומר מחי נינו מספריך אשר כוספתו כלול הסכינום אפילו על חוכום אפילו על, על תנאי בו ונזכאים בזה סמוי שסד ואם לא פידום פגיב כלל ישראל ודאגל מחי נינו מספריך סכלול הסכוכום אפילו על חינום מבו סדכלול החפסך אפס סן פרשס תצווה the name of Moshe was raised out from the Sefer. Void. There's another reason. The Sefer the Goyen, every year, kimat, every year, Zion Odor is in Parshas Tetzaveh, like it's happening in our days. Kimat in every year, Parshas Tetzaveh, Zion Odor is in Parshas Tetzaveh. So Moshe Rabbeinu died in Parshas Tetzaveh. So Bemele, there's a siluk from Moshe Rabbeinu, so the remez that the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is not in Parshas Tetzaveh. So it states in the Goyim. V'at ha-tetzaveh z'bnei Yisrael v'ikru elecho shemen zay zoch. Shemen zay zoch. Megargiri b'roish ha-zayis. Rashi explains that the first drop they took to the menorah, and then they grind it, and then they took the oil for the menachas. Moshe Feinstein explains the Torah is shemen zayit zoch. If you want to be zeicher for Torah, you have to have shemen zayit zoch, pure. Torah that is not pure is nishkan Torah. It doesn't have the atzloche of Torah. It doesn't have the kedusha of Torah. Person sits and learns. He learns morning seder, second seder, night seder, but in between the zdorim, he doesn't learn. Even if he can learn, say he has to rest. But in between the zdorim, he checks his BlackBerry. Nebuch, if he has one, he checks the newspaper. He reads a book. He plays a game in the room. There's no Shemen Zayzach. This Shemen Zayz is no chance that it will be successful. He has the Torah, he has the same hours, but it's not Zoch. It's not pure. For Atzloche of Torah, the Gemara says, Menorah is Mesamel Torah. Kiner Mitzvah v'Torah Oir, Aroi Tzeleachkim Yadrim, Shemenorah v'Adorim. The Semel for Oir HaTorah is the Menorah. It's the learning of the Torah. It's a tnai, Dr. Moshe Feinstein, Shemen Zayit Zoch. Chazal say, Alevai Oisi Oizovu V'Tirosi Shamoru. Shemeoir Shebo Machzirom Lemutov. So this is clear. If the Meoir is Machzir Lemutov, it for sure makes the Beinonim to become special, right? Alevai Oisi Oizovu V'Tirosi Shamoru. So the Meoir Shel Torah can make a person to become a very special person. The Meoir Shel Torah, Shemeoir Shebo Machzir Olamuto. The Meoir Shel Torah can get you very far. So why some people, they learn and they don't see the Meoir Machzir Olamuto? You know why? Because these people don't have Shem and Zay Zoch. What Machzir Olamuto, what the Meoir lights and shines, is the Shem and Zay Zoch. When the Shem and Zay Zoch, when it's pure, when it's pure, then it works, then it shines. When it's not pure, it doesn't shine. You have to have it pure to be shining. If it's not pure, it doesn't shine. If it's not pure, it doesn't shine. Shemen Zayzoch. Even if Chalila Vechas happens to someone, Nebach, he's not Zoicha to stay in learning. You know, there's some people, there's a Gzeira that they'll be poor. Some people, Bale Yisurim. Some people that have the Gzeira, they have to be the people that have to work. We found this Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yorachim Aleihem. Bez Hashem, I want that to be Zoicha to go back to the Mismedrash. Abalei Aleichem. But if Chas V'Sholem it happens, and you're not Zoicha to sit and learn the whole day, it happens. No, not everyone is rich, not everyone is Zeicha Taka to stay. In your Nebach, you have to go out to work. And you learn 2 hours a day. And so if this is what you have to do, Gvaldik. But you have to have that these 2 hours will be pure. You go to your Dafayim Shir, it has to be pure. But now that during the Shir, every second you check your messages. You look in your Blackberry. That hour is garnished. It can't shine anymore. Then you start to really go down. If you have to work, you have to work. But you have the Kriyas Itim. That hours that you learn has to be Shemen Zayizoch Lehoir. When you have a Shemen Zayizoch, then it shines. Then it shines. If you don't have a Shemen Zayizoch, it doesn't shine. You want it to shine, it has to be Shemen Zayzoch. It's interesting that the Askeni Mibala Teisves has a very interesting shaila. We have a whole parsha. Ve'ata tetzavez bnei Yisrael v'ikru elecho Shemen Zayzoch le'alo isner tomit. So we learn Parshas Truma. We had 13 things that we had to take to the Beis HaMikdash, the list of the items that Klal Yisrael asked to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, gold, silver, copper, zov, kesem, nechoshes, tcheles, v'agom, until ha'ashon, ishesh, mozo, izim, oiris, elim, udomim, oiris, tchoshim, shemen, lamoir, psomim, leshemen, amishro, v'lekteres, asamim. Avni Shoyam v'Avni Miluim la'Efet v'la'Choishem. A list of 13 pieces. Fred did ask him about that thesis. Why it doesn't say Chitim le'Menoches, Korbones la'Krove? Also, what is the answer? Meir, what is the answer? You didn't have a shver. How you learned last week's parsha? The list Kesef Lam. Kizov Kesem Choyish Chayis Agam Until Hashem Yoris Elim Udomim. Frag the Das King Nimi Bala Ateisves. Chitim Lemenoches. The answer is, we're building the house now. We're not serving the house. We collect for the building. Later, Machtis HaShekel. We serve. Pasha Tekiva. Aber Azei Frag to the Kashe. Tzavez Bnei Yisrael. Shemen Lamor. So why Shemen Lamor? If you told me that we're not collecting for serving. Serving is later. It doesn't say chitim lemenoches. So it doesn't say chitim lemenoches. It's if I didn't ask any about that teisvus. Chumash teisvus. Manavshach. If you decide not to write down the items, you saw mishpotim. Last came in Balatesis. Shemen Lamoy. Tame Shikol a parsha b'tzorich binyan chutz miposuk zeh shehu tzorich shulchan gavoya. Ein ha'im erchitim lelechem haponim, kvosim letmidim ve'itzim lemarochet. Shmeimah shel shloshtam tzorich binyanem. Shemen ha-mishcha shebenishim u-mizkat shuk teres shechen derech melochim shemebasim lemabayis koinem sheikonsu. חמצינו שעדי הקטרס שכינו נירס נכסי וחיסו ענן הקטרס שמן למויר שכן דרך המלוכים לעד לקנר לפניהם קודם שיקונסו לבייס ואף אגב דלאב לאירו הוא צורך מכל מוקם כובד של מעלה So the Daskenim answers that the Ner and the Ktoiris were a part of Tzerich HaBayis. The Ner and the Ktoiris were a part of Tzerich HaBayis. Shechen derech melochim, shemaktirim lifneihem. Ktoiris, we see, ba'anal ha-Ktoiris, eroa la-Kapoiris. Shechen derech melochim, the lights are on before the king comes into the house. This is the answer to the Daskenim. About it needs a oimek, a touch, a machshove. And the Rambam is also very interesting. In all of the Kelim, it says, in all the mitzvahs, it says, Shetzivonu, Shetzivonu, Shetzivonu le'aniach ha-tefilin, Shetzivonu le'izkir ma'she'osu lanu ha-molek, Shetzivonu le'achrizahu yishel ha-molek. We have mitzvahs. Shetzivonu likroya krishme, Shetzivonu. In all of the korbonis, it says, Shenitztavu, הקויאנים להקריב חטוס להקריב אושו פקר all the Kabbalah says שנצטווינו יהיה בסף ספר המצווה יהיה בסף ספר המצווה ספר הרמב״ם Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. So you said right. So the Shaila is, so again, so we're studying the Ahore, and the Askenim of Arateis Ishtals, we have a list of 13 items that are needed to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And two of the items is Shemen Lamoir, Psomim L'Shemen HaMishcho V'Lekteres HaSamim. And the Askenim is Shtolim Ashtarke Ahore, that the order here, why all the things are written down, the things for the building, Abachitim L'Menoches, Schitim L'Lechem Aponim, Kvosim, Eitzim L'Va'arocha, are not written down, because these are things that were serving Hashem. Why Shemen Lamoir, Psomim L'Shemen HaMishcho are listed. And what he answers is, that these things are also tzerech habinyan, shechen derech melochim, shemadlikim ner lifneihem, lifnei shenichnosim labayis, vechen derech melochim, shemebasmim lahem habayis, kelim shenichnosim, it brings down the psukim, ki be'onon eroi lecho ala kapoyres, when Yimakiv Dektoyres, then the Ribbono shel Olam comes. So we're trying to be masber a little bit more oimek, and teichen into this, da'askeini v'bala ha'teisvitz. שכח, בסקרוב אז מסביר את ספר המצווס we found also the same שינוי starts in the מצווס the Rambam says שציוונו שיהיה לנו שציוונו להקריב במקדשני כבוסי שציוונו שיעקב כהן גדול, שציוונו לעקב קורבן שבת, שציוונו לעקב קורבן ראש חודש, שציוונו לעקב קורבן מוסף, שציוונו לעקב בשר אימר, שציוונו, הוא אז מעקב, זה קיימים, הוא in charge, שציוונו לעקב מוסף, שקיבלנו לעקב תלמיד של שחר, שציוונו לעקב קורבן ראש חודש, two mitzvahs are different, everything is שציוונו, שציוונו לשחרר את הפסח, שציוונו לשמח ברי גולים, Two mitzvahs the Rambam writes different. Shenitztavu ha-koyhanim le'asim k'toyres pa'amayim b'yoyim. Shenitztavu ha-koyhanim le'hadlik ha-menayro. All the things that Tzivonu, Tzivonu lehakriv korban musaf, Tzivonu shdei alechem, shdei the big yesod. The menorah and the ketores are different from all of the korbanos. All of the korbanos We have to serve Hashem. The menorah we see in our parshas Tetzave, a whole parsha and look at the menorah. We didn't learn the avoda. Avoda is parshas Vayikra. Now we're booming Beis Hamikdash in Chumash Moed. We don't start in the avoda. This is a part of Tzura Sabayis. It's better than the Yisrael of the Askeni. It's a part of Tzura Sabayis. Tzura Sabayis needs a menorah. Tzura Sabayis needs Ktoiras. Shechein derech melochim. I heard Pshat Azeh. Chazal say, Belevovi Mishkan Evne. Rambam Meir Nevuchim explains, every person has a Mishkan inside himself. He has korbanos, he does everything. A person is a small Beis Hamikdash. The menorah is keneged toiro. Ktoires is keneged tfilo. Tiko in tfilosi ktoires, masas kapa in minchas erev. Tiko in tfilosi ktoires lefonecho. You know, you keep forgotten, we see the whole time, must be. Tfilo is keneged ktoires. Tiko in tfilosi ktoires lefonecho. Masas kapa in minchas erev. Menorah is keneged toiro. A person has to have these two things. Teuro and Ktoiras. Zog the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. Listen carefully. A Beis Hamikdash that doesn't have korbanos is a Beis Hamikdash. But if it doesn't have a Menorah and Ktoiras, they didn't build the building yet. This is what we see in our parshas. In the building, they have to take care of the Menorah and the Ktoiras. Because this is a part of the Tzuras Habayis. A part of the Tzura of the Yid is Teira and Tfile. Zog the Rambam. Every mitzvah of a person is a oynes, he bleibs a Yid. But if he doesn't have Teira and Tfile, he's Nishken Yid. It's no bais. It's no oynes. Oynes Rachmone Patre. But on Teira and Tfile, it's no Tzura of a Yid. Eze Yisurim Shel Ava, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hei. Kol She'ein Behem Bitl Teira Ve Bitl Tfile. It's not stam. If it's a bit of teir, a bit of tefillah, it's nishkin yisrum shel ava, it's nishkin yid. The chefetz of an ayin is teir and tefillah. The mele, when we built the Beis Hamikdash, they had to put inside the ktoiras and the menorah, because this is a part of the tzura of the Beis Hamikdash. On them is no tzura of Beis Hamikdash. Ve'ele ha'pgodim, the posuk is mamshich. Ve'ele ha'pgodim, אשר יעשו חוישן ואיפויד ומעיל קטוינס תשבץ. See this פוסק, it's a full פוסק. ואלה הבגודים אשר יעשו חוישן ואיפויד ומעיל. זוגת רשי, חוישן תחשית כנגד הלב. חוישן, later we'll see we call it חוישן משפט. אבל חוישן ואיפויד, what is איפויד? It's like a kind of, רשי says, לא שומעתי, don't know what it is, לא ימוצאתי בברייס הפירושי. No. ליבי אומר לי שהוא חגור לי מאחורו. It's like a kind of apron that normally an apron of a cook is in the front. It's an apron in the back. רויך וכרויך אבגביש כמין סינר שקוראים ריצה שחוי גרויס אסורויס כשרויך וסל הסוסי. The princes, when they ride the horse, they have it. They can't have it in the front because they sit on the horse. So in the back, the princes have like a little nurse, goes a little that goes down, like a sino that goes down. It's an apron that goes down in the back. Lo imotzosi pirushoi bebraise, lo ishamati belibi oimerli. So the Velt says in the Torah, what is the libi oimerli from Rashi? Rashi was sitting and learning and he didn't know what is the pshat in the eifoit. And he was thinking and thinking, and he picked up his eyes from outside the window. He saw a princess riding a horse with such a baguette. Rashi, his eyes never saw what he didn't have to see. So he, Libi Oimerli, that the reason I saw it, that I will understand how the ephod looks. This is what Rashi says. Ken sino shekoyim ritzes, shechoy grois asorois, that the princess wear when they ride a horse. As if Avraham Avinu, vayiso eino vayar, like we could pick up our hands, they only saw when they wanted to see. They had a shlita and koyach ha-re'iyah. There was no re'iyah me'elof. So Rashi said, so why I saw it? Al kohach, I saw it for that. So the pasuk brings down, v'osu esayei for it, zov tcheles. And then you have the avonim. And the pasuk brings down, v'atur ha-revi, tarshish v'shoyam v'yashfe, mishubotzim zoho v'yu b'melua iso. Every shevet had a stone. Chazal say that the stone that is called Yashfe is from Shevet Binyamin. As they say in the Medrash Rabbe, the Balaturim says Yashfe beGematria Binyamin ben Yankov. Chazal say that once in Beis Hamikdash, the stone Yashfe got lost. So the Gemara brings down Midrash Nagimoresh. Shalus Rablezer ad Heichon Kibudav. Omar lehem tzu v'ruma osoi v'dikechovim echod l'ovi ba'ashkelohim v'domo b'nesin ha'shmoi. Bikshu b'nachachol m'avonim l'eifot b'shishim ribo ischar. Rav Kahan amad b'shmoinim ribo. V'oyom avteach munach tachas m'rashayto shel ovi v'lo yitzi ha'roi. Lashono ha'cheres, nos nakonish boruch hu schoroi shenoyla l'ipor ha'adum ha'beyedroi. Nirsuch ha'choyim etzlo, yomar lehem yedei ani bochem. שאם אני מבקש לכם כל מומן שבו אילו אתם לא עושים לי פדפור האדומו אלא הנה אני מבקש מכם אלו איסו מומן שהפסדתי בשביל כיבוד אב אמר לכם הנה מה מי שאין מצו ובו איסו כך מצו ובו איסו לך אז כמה וכמה famous מייסו so first I think the משכוכמה says so we learn out from דומן בנסים כיבוד אב how much is כיבוד אב but it was נסגלגל through the stone יאשו Why Punk Yashpe had to get lost in the story and the Gemara Kiddushin to learn Kibudav from Dabu Ben Nesina Duch Yashpe? Because Binyamin was the only one that was not Metzayah the father. All the other brothers were part of Mechilas Yosef. And Yosef, the father, was Nitztayr Al Yodah, Lemaisa. Binyamin was reigned, so he was Zeicher that Kibudav was Nisgalgel Al Yodah. When we mentioned this Gemara already, I want to say it's a famous vault. It's a big shaila alamal that Dom and Sid al Khul is Meshugana, yeah? They're offering so much money, why is not waking up his father, yeah? If you would not wake up your father will never speak to you anymore, yeah? So the real answer is the Pashas of Adi allowed to wake up the father for such money. But the Pashas of Dom and Sid's father was not so normal. Or, Mamele, he didn't want it, he doesn't need the money. A different nusach is that the money was belonged to Dom and the sin and he was not planning to give his father money. But anyway, he didn't wake up his father. But the Welt says, so, noch such a mice, he stays a guy. Tana says, the shade of the Gemara, Givaldik, I want to read the Lashon of the Gemara. Lashon ha'acheres, nosa le ha'kodesh boruch hu schar, v'nodo le pora ha'duma b'hidroi. Nich nusach ha'chovim etzloi, omar lehem, yoidei ani bochem, שאם אני מבקש מכם כל מומן שבאוי לו מאתם נויסתם לי אלוהים אני מבקש מכם אלו איסו מומן שהפסדתי בשביל כיבודיו לא זה זה גוי בעיר יש לא מומן שהפסדתי בשביל כיבודיו הם מחשב הפסד מצווה כנגד סחור את זה הפסד? זה כולי רווח תודה בוחר, you're not allowed to leave early this man So it makes a cheshbon. If I stay, I miss this, I miss this, I miss that. If I stay, but I gain, you everything is chav. Lefum tzara agre. If I stay, so I get chav for missing one wedding, two weddings, three weddings. Oh, and I'm missing this trip, and I'm missing. Oh, all of that is revach. It's not counting chav. A guy says, I did give it up, but I lost. Okay, I want to fix my loss. Here's Punkfak out. You know, all these mices are going over Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Steinman, different, you know, visions for the stories. One vision of the story is Zilberstein said over in the Yachikali here, it was printed in the Sefer. There was a person ordered a cater. Ordered 150 portions, 300 portions. Kids are, was a family that didn't have what to eat. They came to the cater. So the cater told them, don't worry, you know, every time I do extra. Take 20 bucks. Don't worry. take 20 portions. And then at the wedding, the parents, the father came to the place and said, okay, I'll be honest with you, you know that you ordered 300. But the maid said, I know you'll be only 280, so I gave 20, so you don't have to pay for the 20. The guy said, "Might be dumb. I want the mitzvah. I ordered 300. It's my mitzvah. I'm paying. You're not getting the schar for it." The guy said, "No, I'm the caterer. I didn't sell it to you." He said, "They went out and tell about Rav Zilberstein. If he's mechuyev to get the money from him, who is zeichah the mitzvah? This is by us. No, who lost? No, no one wants to sell the loss. No one wants to sell the mitzvah. No one wants to sell the mitzvah." I don't offer to a lot of people a lot of times try to buy off mitzvahs. How much is hard for you to go over to you and say, "No, I lost. You know, you lost. You came to yeshiva. You lost $100. I want to buy a schach." No one will sell it to you. Even a yid that sometimes makes cheshbon some money, and tell a guy, "You know, sell me your seder for $50. Try going out to a guy that came today with the heavy snow, yeah? Because he mainly managed, walked in the snow, managed to get to yeshiva, yeah? So out the tech and stand and learn and go with them, you know, sell me the schar of the learning for a couple of dollars. I tell you, you will not find one guy. Even the guys that sit outside the door. But from the guys that sit inside, not even one. Because the yid will not say, "Oh, I lost. Give me the loss of the mitzvah." By us is no loss. Now, it's a very, very nice vault of the Goyen, a beautiful vault. Just keep cheshbon, it's one of the nicest vaults that I heard. It says, V'yikris, what was the choshen? We had an eifoit. And the eifoit, we had a choshen. Choshen was 12 boxes. And the 12 boxes, like a vest on the front. We had 12 little boxes with diamonds, one of them was Yashvit. And it was tied up to the ephod, it was Kisvas the ephod. The ephod came from the back and it was tied. And then you had Cheshiva ephod. Veloyizach achoshen mal Cheshiva ephod. What is Cheshiva ephod? So was ist steht aber so, das hat ist steckt bei sein von Milamato, mit mul knel und muss mach bartoi. Mit mal khish va ifot. Wie kurz das khish mit dabei ist und dabei sein ifot mit sit khir ist ist ein khish va ifot. Weil ist er khish mal ifot. Denn der Pasuk ist mamshich. Wenn es sato el khish na mishpot es aurim ve es atumim. Inside the choshen, in the back, you put the urim v'tumim. V'hoyu alev arim tumim. What is urim v'tumim? So it's Rashi, yuksav shema mefurash. She'enosun b'teich kifle ha'choshen. Shal yodoy, hu meir dvorov, hu metamim es dvorov. Was that silver thing on a piece of material. And inside there, you put in the shemes of Hashem. Hu b'migdosheni ha'choshen. Because he efshal below shmoin abgadim, but they didn't have the Shem Hashem, and the Shem Hashem is called choshen amishpot. So Rashi explains the begad is really called choshen. It's called choshen amishpot because he asked Hashem shailas. Because he asked Hashem shailas, we'll see later. It's very meduik in the psukim. This is the reason it says v'nosato el choshen amishpot. And if you really realize, the whole parsha, the pasuk speaks about the choshen. V'osiso choshen, v'osiso choshen. V'osu esayifoy, shtei ksifoyis, chesha afudoso yasher olov. Maasei chorash, v'osiso mishbetzeiz, v'osiso choshen mishpot. K'maas choshen, k'maas eifo ta'aseh uzov tcheles. So you had choshen, choshen. What is choshen? Amishpot. They put the shemes inside. Urim v'tumim. The Rabban explains what two names. One was called Urim, one shem, and one shem is called Tumim. They put it inside the choyshen. The Kohen Gadol would ask the Shaila to go to make a war or not. After he would ask the Shaila, he would be mechaven shem urim. And the letters will start to shine if they answer. But the letters were not with an order, the way to read them. Then he was mechaven tumim, Lashon Yasha. And Hashem told him, like, you know, I don't know if it was sparking to know how to read it. You knew how to mechaven to read it. So first Urim was a shine. I read the Lashon Ramban. Kasher Isir is Meir says, "Eine Hakoyin lo yoda sidurim." Kim la Isir shas sidurim em Yehuda yale yevshal asis. Hey, dodo. Aber Hashem Shem is Hakdoishim Achirim Nikim Tumim. Mikoychom Ayolev Hakoyin Tumim Bidias. Inyan Isir sheiru leino. Ki kasher kiven b'Shem Isir Urim meiru. Chozar miyad u'mechaven b'Shem Isir Tumim. Ve'oydom Isir is Meir is leveinov. Ve'yeda belevovo is Yehuda yale. וזו מדרגה ממדרגה סרוח הקודש, היא למטו מנבוא ולמעלו מבסקוי, שמשתם של בישני, לאחר שפוסקו אורים ותומים. So the Goyen brings down a Gemara in Brochas Daf Lamed Aleph. Everyone knows the famous Maisa with Chano, she didn't have kids, she went to Beis Hamidosh and she was crying. Eli was a Kohen Gadol, was sitting there, and she saw that she's crying and she's talking to herself. Zog the Gemara in Brochas Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Vayachsheveo Eli Leshikoiro. Eli thought that she's drunk. Pasuk brings down that. Omro Loichano, Loyadeini, Ishok Shas Ruach Anoichit, the Pasuk, Vyain Vesheicho Loishotisi. Then he gave her a bracha that she will have Shmuel. So again, Chana comes to Beis Hamikdash, she's crying, she's talking to herself. Eli sees it, Eli thinks that she's drunk. Shikoiro. She tells him, Lo yadeini. Yishu kshas yoyim anoichi. Ruach anoichi. V'yayin v'sheichu lo yishatisi. So the Rashi, the new Gemara, they fixed it. But Rashi stayed, Lo yadeini ksheiro. I'm a ksheiro. V'yayin v'sheichu lo yishatisi. The Gemara says, לא ידעיני, אישו כשירו אם, אישו כשסרוח אנכי, ויין ושיחו לא ישתיסי, זאת לגמורה, what is, לא ידעיני, לא יעוד ענתו ולא רוח הקודש, שירו גבכו, שאתה חוישת בקשירי. לא ידעיני, לא רוח הקודש, לא שלא אוכל אמר לי, לא דנתו, לא איקה שכינה ורוח הקודש גבוך, שדנתני לקו חויבו. שדנתני לקו חויבו. ולא ידנתה לי לקו זכות. ידון אב רוח הקדש, ידון אב רוח הקדש, ידון אב שכינה. So he was choyshed her. It's like this to talk to him, ידון אב שכינה. Every guy that is choyshed, זוג בגוין הגיבלדי כבוד. Listen carefully. Eli knew, Chano came every year, she was davening, she was praying, every day, here with Shmuel. Now she sees she's starting to talk to herself. Actually, Chano was from Echo Meshiv HaNevim. Mishav HaNeviris. What is going on? He went miyad and he asked in Urim V'Tumim what is going on with Chano. And the letters that started to shine was Hechshel. Hechshel. Hey Chof Shin Reish. So this was the shining. He was Mechavim V'Tumim. And the way it worked out for him, the letters Hechshel put them together. Shikoiro, Shin Chof Reish. He decided she's drunk. He told her, why are you drunk wine? That's time ago. You see someone talking to himself. You ask him drunk. He starts talking to himself. He mechaven urim and tumim. She told him, no, it didn't work by you. You don't have ruach hakodesh. The word heksha was ksheiro. You just didn't read it right. Isha ksheiro anachi. That's what Rashi says. Amor le adeini ksheiro. Don't read it shikoiro. Ksheiro. Lo ruach hakodesh shikigaboch. Ramban says that to mechaven and tumim, you have to have ruach hakodesh. Gedolah mimadreges baskoil, pchusa mehanevuah. And this is what she told him. You don't have Ruach HaKodesh, you're not Mechaven, and the right Kavanas. So it's not a Sefer from Chaim Kanievsky to bring down the Chsicha that the Taka cleared, but every stop, every Shaila that the Kengon Lahel wanted to find out, he would ask in the Urim Betumim. Well, it says, only Letzorech. He says that could be because she was one of the Nevi'im, could be Bichlal, you have a right to ask. Pasuk is Mamshich, Vosisos Meilo Efoit Klil Techeles. Voyopiroisha Besoicho Sofo Ie, Vosiso al Shuler al Shulov Rimonei Techeles. Pamoin Zohov Rimoin, Pamoin Zohov Rimoin al Shulea Meil Soviv. Pamoin Zohov Rimoin, Pamoin Zohov Rimon al Shulea Meil Soviv. Rashi says, Der Heretz. והיו על הארי לשורס ונשמע קוי לוי בבוי על הקודש לפני השם בצייסו ולאיומוס. דרך ארץ, before she say, to learn from that, דרך ארץ, you come into the house, you knock on the door. You don't walk in. צריך כלבוכי מר. דרך ארץ, you don't walk in בפתע פתאום. Even the husband to his house, kid to his parents' house, you give a knock and then you go in. לים דותר דרך ארץ. You knock and you walk in. You don't walk in without knocking. אבל it says, פעמיין זהו ורימוין, פעמיין זהו ורימוין. Rashi learns, they had רימוין, פעמיין, רימוין, פעמיין, רימוין, פעמיין. The Ramban state, רימוין זהו, פעמיין זהו ורימוין, was a רימוין, and inside was an inbow. Inside was the pa'amoin. Rashi learns pa'amoin v'rimoin, pa'amoin v'rimoin, pa'amoin v'rimoin. And the Ramban says, not pa'amoin v'rimoin, pa'amoin v'rimoin. The Ramban learns there's a rimoin, and inside the rimoin was a pa'amoin. So the world is masbir, pshat. What is the machlekes? That Rashi learns rimoin pa'amoin, rimoin pa'amoin, rimoin pa'amoin. And the Ramban learns there was a rimoin, and inside the rimoin was a pa'amoin. So the world says a zapshat. The Gemara says there was 72 pa'amoin and verimoin. 72 rimoins, 72 pa'amoin. Now, as a machlekes Ramban and Rashi, the me'il was like a dress, or the me'il was like a tzitzis, talis cotton. It was split in the sides, or was not split in the sides. Rashi learns it's like a dress. The Ramban learned that the me'il was cut in the bottom, both sides. The fi Rashi, that it's a dress, so you can have 72 rimbainim, 72 pa'amainim, and it fits. But the fi Ramban, that it was cut and split, so if you have to have pa'amoin, rimoin, Rimoin pa'amoin zahov rimoin. So you have to have an every side that starts with the rimoinim, and then they go to the pa'amoinim. You'll have they can't be equal. You have to have two more rimoinim, more from pa'amoinim. The Teretz is like the Ramban. Pa'amoin v'rimoin doesn't mean one pa'amoin, one rimoin. Means a rimoin and inside a pa'amoin. So then 31, you have 36 on one side. 36 on the other side, maybe you have 72. In the Rambam, you have to know exactly how it stems. It says in the Tzitz, V'tziso Tzitz Zohav Tohi. ועשיס לו ציץ זהב טויר ופיתחת לו פיתוחי חויסם קודש להשם. Kodesh Lashem. So the Goyim brings down as a Gemara in Tainis Daf Gimel, Sholosh Mafteches LeNimseru LeBnei Adam. Sholosh Mafteches LeNimseru LeBnei Adam. Chaim Tchias Amesim Zdemeres Chayo Ayoledes and Motor Rain. Three things that were not given to people. Chayo Tchias Amesim VeMotor. Chayo, to make people to have kids, only the Ribbono Shel Olam, you can't mix in. Tchias Amesim, only the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Motor Rain. So the Goyen says, V'osiso tzitz zov kodesh upitachto lo pituchei choyso chayo tchias amesim motor kodesh la'ashem. This only Hashem does. This was not given to no one else. So, it's very nice. What is the shaykhis to the tzitz of the Goyen God? A very nice one. Choyso kodesh la'ashem. Adrush, adrushal, it's okay. But what is the shaykhis? One of the sheikhs. The Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz. Chayson LaHashem. Chayo, Tchiyo, V'moto, Oni Hashem. So the Goyen says, but to Meramez us, that when a person is Mekadosh himself, Hashem gives him the koyach to do it. Eliyahu was Mechaya Meisim. Eliyahu bought rain. Ben Ashunamis, they promised them to have a baby. So choysom kodesh la'ashem. But the Kohen Gadol puts it on him to meramis that if you kodesh la'ashem, if you mekadesh yourself, so then taki you could be zeicha even to handle the tree of teches. A nice word of the Meshechochme. V'chogarto oiso mavnet. Mislav Pasuk Ches. Perak Choftes Pasuk Ches. V'ezbon of Takriv v'hilbashtom kutonois. Dress them clothes. V'chogarto oiso mavnet. Put their avnet around them. Up. V'chovashto lehem migvores. Put on hats. Milesa is Yedea. Vehilbashtom kutonois, dressed in the clothes. Vechogaltom avnit. Vechovashto lehem bigboes. Frek de meshechochme, stiras apsukim. First pasuk says, Vehilbashtom kutonois, dress them clothes. Clothes. Bgodim, loshon rabim. The last thing, Vechovashto lehem bigboes, hats. V'chogarto oisom avnet, one. Not gartels, gartel, avnet. Why? And the first one and the last one is beloshon rabim. V'ilbashtom kutonois. The last one, v'chovashto lehem mikbois. And the middle one is, v'chogarto oisom avnet. Zog de meshechochme, gval de kebo. Pshat. Says like this. Says that the halacha is the Kohen had to have clothes that fit him exactly. So, you know, one Kohen is bigger from the other one. So a bigger Kohen needs big pants. The other one needs smaller ones. But wider ones need a bigger Kohen. And Malasa, hats. But the store is so much size, yeah? Everyone has a different hat? Avnet went around the body. It's not a lochus how much around it has to go. It was 32 amo, and he made circles. The big guy got 5 circles, the small one got 10 circles, but it's the same avnet. So avnet was one. It was not a different kind of clothes. Begodim? Begodim? Were all different kind of begodim. But avnet, you have to know that there's only one. Avnet is only one. Just to finish, only this week, Parsha Zohar. Was Esther the Raisa, Zohar as Asher Osa Lecha Amolek, Baderech, Mitzayisro Mitzrayim, שכל רוחו בדרך, ויזן לבכל כל הלכות השולים אחריכו, ואתה אויב ויוגע ולא יורה אלוקים, ואיוב בהניח לכו השם אלוקיך מסביב, מכל אויביך מסביב, ומצווה זכר אשר עושה לכו המולק. Person has to know, the חפצה פון המולק, the מלחמה פון המולק, never stopped. Say from the Kotzke Rebbe, ראים המוי של ישוע, בחר לנו אנושים, וצלי לוחם מוכר בהמולק, אני וארי וחור, לצובים על ראש הגיבו, מוסיס צלי לוחם בהמולק מוכר, המולק is למוכר. Person says, tomorrow, בעזרת השם, tomorrow, on Friday, בעזרת השם, next week, Sunday, I'm sorry, this is המולק. This is המולק. This is המולק. Amalek. Every person has moments to be a choshev guy. Amalek has a koyach, a shikolcho baderech. He doesn't stop you. He chills it out. You have a chizuk. It's Hashem. Tonight, night seder. Tomorrow. Night seder comes already, we're not happy. Tomorrow morning, I'm waking up in time. You don't see this guy for a week after it. Yeah? No, he really wants tomorrow. Now. I said in Chumash a couple weeks ago, ויסו מרפידים ויבואו מדבר סיני. So Rashi says, ויסו מרפידים. We know that they were in the רפידים, שרוף ידיהם בתירה, and that's the reason Amalek came. So I had to say, ויסו למדבר סיני. Moses says, ויסו מרפידים. כשם שביוסום להר סיני בתשובה, כך נסיוסו מרפידים בתשובה. So we spoke out, then in Chumash Yodan, a person can't say, tomorrow I will start. He has to start today. It's not stop. This is the answer for Amalek. This, after Amalek, this was the answer. Not, Nezis Hashem, Har Sinai, next man. Next man. There's a guy, next Sugya. Daf Lamed Aleph. Daf Lamed Beis. Daf Lamed Gimel. Hashutfim. Lo Yachpa. Cheskas. Next man. Next Yeshiva. When I'll be married, Bez Hashem. When I'll have kids, Bez Hashem. When I'll die. Yeah? That's a Gedus. Nothing happens. Mirza Hashem, I'm planning this Yom Kippur to daven good and from then to start to daven mitzvah. Shtayim mikra from Mirza Hashem, from next year, shtayim mikra. Yeah? This is Amalek. So the over of Chaim Shulevitz brings down in the Sichas Musa, some say it's Chaim Shulevitz himself, there was a Talmid Chochem, was Hinu Shas, in Bis Medrash, when they had to have a Shaila in the dining room, they would go over to him, and they would ask him, so what Taisus says? He would say, over the whole Taisus, they would trade all Taisus. One time they went over to him, brought him in the middle of the breakfast, and they asked him, the Psalashna Taisus, and he forgot it. So he got out, and he ran, and he chazed the Shas again. So they went to Chaim Volozhin, and they asked him if the Bacher was right or not. He said, no, he was wrong. He was wrong. Not to bench. He didn't bench. But he said, but if he would stay to bench, he would never know Shas anymore. Because, you know, like everyone knows about sometimes you speak against someone, Lashon Hara, you feel guilty, you feel, you know, tomorrow I'm going to apologize. You look for him, tomorrow you find it, but it's already forgotten about it, yeah. It never happens after it. Baduk Menus. Amalek is Lemocho. Amalek is Lemocho. Miyat. Every person has to mechazik, his chelik. Milchom al Hashem ba Amalek. Why I'm saying it? Stam. Pasha Zocho. I was thinking about it myself. I'll tell you, you know, it was heavy snowstorm today, yeah? So, you know, the minute I got up to daven, the whole place, you know, everyone is staying in Shtiblach to daven. Before I know, the schools, you know, closed down. They sent all the kids home. The kids are going to go to Yontif. So I said, you know what? I'll go to Yeshiva. It'll take me an hour to get there, 2 hours to get back. It's not worth the traffic. I go to my room and learn. Then someone calls me up, Baruch Hashem, everything. Chama Shemes v'nomes, yeah? Nothing is left. So I thought, no, it's already 10:30, come to Yeshiva, Ms. Tamarit. It's Amalek! What happened? Everything is gone. Kilu, nothing happened. Me, I go to learn. We stay in the room, eh? So you're the people that are fighting in Amalek. You hear Ms. Medosh. So the guy says, eh, no one is there, it's snowing, but I got. They said, I and I are still finished. Okay, but they already stay in the room anyways. From this, Lo yisishkach. That's the shem we're bezeiche. So lemaise, next week will be Purim, so there'll be no chumashir. He's not here. And the week after it also will not be a chumashir. This will not be here for Friday. So the week after it will also not be a chumashir.